You might think you're talking privately when texting or phoning people. Law enforcement officers might think their communications over radios are only for them. But in reality, you might as well be using skywriting. That's according to my next guest. Chris Perry is Chief Operating Officer at Secured Communications, which serves federal and state and local law enforcement. Chris, good to have you on.
Hey, thanks, Tom.
Now, you have, we should point out, 3 decades of law enforcement experience at the state level.
Yes,
and when you were running public safety in Nevada, I imagine there was communications not only within Nevada agencies, but also at times with the federal government and also with the different municipalities there and counties.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's pretty much standard core throughout the United States.
Now, open radio is still basically the mode of communications in law enforcement, isn't it?
It is. The land mobile radio system dates back to the 1940s and 50s. Most agencies are still using an open land mobile radio system. Some have opted for encryption on their voice, but not very many. They tend to stay with land mobile because it's known to them, and the companies that produce it do a very good job with their product.
And to go to something that would be encrypted, you would need to go to something that's digital.
Yes, that's correct.
What is the state of digital radio? Is there such a thing at this point? I know that's something that's been pursued for a long time.
Most agencies now that are getting ready to replace or are replacing their aging analog systems, as is Nevada, they're going to a digital-based system. And with a digital-based system, they're looking at whether or not they need to spend the extra money for encryption or if they're just going to stay with the out-of-box solution that most companies provide for them. There are a couple of advantages to doing that. Obviously, cost is number one. It's truly something that LMR replacement agencies who are looking to do LMR replacement need to have conversations about, including conversations with the public, as well as stakeholders and decision makers within their local governments or their state government.
Now, a lot of law enforcement today, you just see it if you look inside, you know, a police car. You see tablets, you see mobile devices, you see laptops mounted. And so you have various forms of communication. I guess they even use text messaging. To what extent is unified communications one central platform that has all of the modes? Is that anything that law enforcement is close to?
Yes, actually. A demonstration state is Mississippi. After Hurricane Katrina came in and basically destroyed their entire radio communication system, their governor had the foresight to sit down with all the stakeholders within the state, and they put together a fully interoperable system that really is kind of a model for land mobile radio for the United States. Every part of their, or every component of their public safety system, and that's to say their law enforcement, their emergency medical system, services system, and their fire system, are all on one type of radio, which allows interoperability simply by switching channels.
And this radio has a keyboard on it, probably.
It does, yes. It's a more advanced system. And unfortunately, that's not the case for most systems. Most are aging. There are, like I said, a lot of analog systems still left in use. And so as people are progressing, really, this becomes a question of money and how much do you want to spend. Are you looking to encrypt, or are you looking to just have a digital form of voice communication for your public safety system?
We're speaking with Chris Perry, Chief Operating Officer at Secured Communications. In a system like yours, does the encryption take place at the device level, or is it going over a channel, almost like a VPN?
Yeah, so our system is an end-to-end encryption system. It was created by four of us, actually. There's four partners. Two of us have law enforcement experience. The other law enforcement officer, former law enforcement officer in our company, is a retired sheriff from the second largest county in the state of Nevada. And so we decided early on that we wanted to produce a messaging system that allows us to move information in a secure platform. And we decided the best way of doing that was end-to-end encryption. But in order to do that, because as you know, end-to-end encryption is kind of a dangerous piece of equipment because it doesn't really allow for penetration point. There's keys on the end of the sender and there's keys on the end of the receiver. And everything in between, from the time that you type in your message and send it to the time they open it up on the other end, is encrypted. And then it lies within an encrypted base within the mobile system or within the mobile device itself. We made a conscious decision early on that we don't sell to just anybody. We are targeting and partner with public safety agencies, governmental agencies, and only vetted private companies that are looking for an enterprise solution for their communication needs.
Now, a lot of the nation is waiting for the FirstNet program, which has been, I don't know, 20, 25 years in the incubation. Now there's an RFP out. What is that looking like, and what kind of a system do you envision there?
About 2011, I went back to the East Coast before I retired from my previous job, and we were at the first meeting of FirstNet. The FirstNet concept is something that is long in coming. Truly, you know, interoperable communications is necessary because of the global environment that we live in now, not just a regional environment. It's truly global. We had people, for example, who were officers here in Nevada that responded to the Hurricane Katrina incident. And, of course, there's communication challenges when you have a large contingency traveling by land, by car, across the United States back to a number of states who needed help, and there really was no true way of communicating with our group or interoperably with the individuals that they were going to assist.
When it comes out, what would you expect it to look like?
I think it's going to look very similar to regionalized communication. It is an LTE-based technology. People who are now planning their radio systems are also planning for LTE and FirstNet compatibility, so they have a set of instructions what FirstNet's going to look like. My guess is you're going to see the two major players in telecommunication as major partners in this, AT&T and probably Verizon. My guess is there's going to have to be a split because the project is so large. Again, it's, you know, it's one of those things where you start looking down the road. My thought process is the LTE and the LMR end user equipment is going to be one in the same. You'll no longer see police officers with radios. You'll see them more with something that looks like your smartphone that does both land mobile radio and their LTE data transmission. That's where I really see the benefit for FirstNet coming in.
And that would also, you would presume, have the encryption end-to-end?
I would guess so. You know, at this point, I'm not sure they planned that far out. You know, I think that when you start talking about encryption in land mobile radios today, the consideration really is cost and whether or not that risk, the risk value that you're receiving back through the cost is worth it. So currently they use trunked radio systems in the LMR environment. Now, a trunked radio is digitally based, and it allows you to split frequencies into four pieces. And it works a lot like encryption today. So if you have a scanner and your LMR, you're listening to somebody who has a land mobile radio system that is based in a trunked environment. You might hear, for example, a transmission from a car, but the return transmission from dispatch is probably not going to be on that same channel. It's likely going to be bifurcated or fragmented. So you're not going to hear the whole conversation. So it kind of works like a mini form of encryption anyway. I think it's going to be incumbent upon individual agencies to decide just how much they want to encrypt. And I don't know quite what the full desire of the FirstNet board is yet, but encryption's come a long way in a short period of time, and it wouldn't surprise me to see it as part of FirstNet.
But safe to say the future of all of this is in some form or other digital and in some way secret except for those using it.
Yes.
Chris Perry is Chief Operating Officer at Secured Communications. Thanks so much for joining me.
Appreciate it, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Find a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.